Miss Cassandra and I had to discipline a chastity slave yesterday. You may remember bumbling Bildo, the humiliation and pain slut from our previous posts. Bildo's supposed to lock himself in chastity every morning, but has to remove the chastity device before going home to his wife in the evening. He told us this up front, and that's no problem. We set a program that would meet his goals without interfering with his marriage, and we clearly laid out all the rules with expectations that they would be followed. Well, unfortunately, it was only the third day into the program when Bildo hit a snag. Yesterday I received a message that stated he was struggling with wearing his chastity device and decided not to put it on at all. As you can imagine, I certainly was not happy. I sent Bildo a reply expressing my disappointment and outlined all the reasons why he absolutely needs to lock that cock up as soon as possible. A couple of hours later, I received a message stating that the cock was finally locked up. I told him that was good, but he absolutely did need to be locked up. However, the fact that he put it on, even if it was late in the day, does not excuse his earlier lapse. The expectation was that the chastity device would snap shut prior to working in the morning, and that expectation was not met. Not only that, but it was very clear that Bildo did not have the right mindset to be a chastity slave. Bildo was required to call Miss Cassandra and I yesterday afternoon so that he could receive his proper punishment. He was disciplined by the both of us. First, we discussed the importance of changing his mindset and repeating his affirmations every single morning, and then it was time for some discipline. Between bouncing up and down on the large butt plug and repeating his affirmations and smacking the many, many clothespins that were attached to his balls one by one while repeating, "I will put the device on in the morning," I think the chastised slave may have just had a mindset shift. I did receive a message from Bildo this morning, thanking us for the necessary discipline yesterday and reporting that he is in a much better state of mind and locked that chastity device in place without even a lick of hesitation. That's what we like to hear, Bildo. Until next time, humiliation sluts, I'm Empress Hunter, and you can call Cassandra and I at 800-601-6975, and be sure to read our humiliation blog, iwillhumiliateyou.com/blog.